Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses the current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. Stay tuned and listen to the movers and shakers in multifamily share their opinions and thoughts about what's old, what's new, and where the multifamily industry is heading in the future. You are listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Well, welcome and thank you for tuning in to Multifamily Matters, the only broadcast radio show in the nation that's solely dedicated to multifamily industry operations. I'm your host, Paul Marks, coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio, and we have a great show with two special guests who are extremely knowledgeable and right in the middle of today's topic. And today we're discussing something that is important and timely to our industry. Our topic is winning team, winning structure, we win. I have joining me by phone two longtime multifamily industry veterans, Suzanne Hobson, the President of Operations with TriCap Residential Group, and Jessica Eberbach, the Vice President of People and Culture with TriCap Residential Group. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you, Paul. Hi, Paul.
So, interesting topic, winning team, winning structure, we win. It starts with getting the right people in the right positions. Is that correct, Suzanne?
It really is, Paul. And when I think about a lot of the things that we work on in multifamily, in our day-to-day, oftentimes this is the area that we skip over a little bit. And you can tell if a project doesn't get launched properly, initiative doesn't get across the finish line. Typically, we go back and we look at the foundation, what we're building this on and around. And it really has to do with the people. It always has to do with the people. And making sure that you've got the right people in the right seats to begin with.
Yeah, and Jessica, when it comes to building that structure, you're building it based on the function of the job and the position rather than the title. Is that correct?
That is correct, Paul. Yeah, we use a tool called Culture Index here at TriCap. And when we create a role, we really look at what does it take to be successful in that role. And so when we break it down that way, we can really build the right trait for the seat. And so when applicants are applying for the position, they're taking Culture Index. It takes about 4 minutes to complete. And it really assesses those character traits if this is going to be the right seat for them. Very helpful.
Yeah. And Suzanne, how do you see the differences in the traditional way that most people in the past have tried to find the right people versus what you guys are doing?
Yeah, great question. Paul, we talk about this a lot. And it really is the difference between building a seat around a person and finding the right person for the seat. And I think oftentimes when we look at, you know, the way that an organization is structured, we'll look at our current players and we'll say, you know, how do we really build a position that this person can be successful in? And there's a couple of issues that happen with that or pitfalls that can occur. And one of those is that you might end up with the same dynamic across a functioning team. And that's not necessarily what is called for to get to the desired result. And so when Jessica talks about, you know, the careful and thoughtful way of looking at accountabilities and the role itself, and then building traits that fit that role, and then finding the person that has those traits, it's a little backwards than I think we've approached it in times past. I also think that there's a way of looking at, you know, the organizational structure in a more functional way versus a reporting line or a position based organizational chart. And I can get into more detail on that, but, you know, number one, it's really making sure that you've got the right people in those right seats, but you have to define the seat first.
And you know, just for the benefit of our listeners understanding the concept, you know, I think most people are used to saying, okay, we have a regional manager who's left the company. We need to fill that role. What's different about this process?
Yeah, so So, and Jessica, I know you can speak to this as well, but I think that traditionally there's been a career path that has started with, you know, your leasing specialist. If a leasing specialist wants to move up, you know, there's the assistant manager role, and then there's the manager, the property manager role, and then a regional level role after that. And I think what we've found is that sometimes those traits don't match a perfect linear line of progression up the chain. And so if you have a really great salesperson, those inherent traits may be different than what's required of a property manager or an assistant manager. And so, you know, I know I can relate to this being in a position where I had to sit where it was uncomfortable because it didn't, you know, necessarily complement my innate traits, and I had to do it to get to the next level. And so I think at TriCab, we worked really hard to create an environment and a culture and a progression that has to do with doing what you're really good at. And as we all know, when you're doing what you're really good at, you do it better and your results are better. And Jessica, I'll let you, you know, fill in some of that as well. But yeah, I think that's where it starts.
Yeah, no, that's a great point, Suzanne. And where I'll add is what you mentioned, Suzanne, with that typical growth structure you'll see in similar companies going from leasing to assistant and onward. That's where sometimes you kind of take a step backwards with the results because you maybe don't have that right person in the right seat because they're not enjoying what they're doing or loving it. And so it's something that isn't beneficial for the person, and it's obviously not beneficial for the team and the property. So what we've been able to do has build custom career paths for folks who want that trajectory towards a regional role, or maybe not regional, maybe it's an accounting role or a construction role, but we're able to put paths in front of them to help them put the tools in their toolbox to get to those seats without having to sit in those in-between seats that Suzanne was mentioning, where it's just not a happy fit all around.
Yeah, and that certainly makes sense. And if step one is finding the right people for the right seats, what would be step two, Suzanne?
Yeah, I think that, you know, making sure that you're providing the tools and the training and the onboarding that sets that person up for success. Jessica talks about this all day long as being, you know, just so critical in the first 30, 60, 90 days of setting our people up for that success. You find the right person, you've got them in the right seat, providing them that platform, but also providing them the freedom. If you've got good process in place, and, you know, we talk about this quite a bit as part of the people, it's like the next thing, the process. It makes it easy for people to succeed because they have something to follow. And whether that's a checklist, whether that's a particular procedure, they need those tools to know how to do it in that environment. So even though you have an innate trait, it doesn't necessarily mean that you'll know what to do once you get into a new culture, a new company with, you know, a new set of objectives and goals. So all of that really needs to be clear. And so I think the next part of that is really setting up a vision for what the position entails, a vision for what the company is trying to achieve as a whole. So big picture and then smaller, more granular picture, creating clarity around that. So continuously communicating that to the employee and throughout the company, and then really focusing on what does it look like to be successful in that role. Once you've sat in that role for a certain amount of time, what's it look like in 30 days? What's it look like in 60 days? What will it look like at the end game for that person when they're really fully in the seat and enjoying life, getting the results? What does that look like for that person? And being able to really make that clear for them and visually in writing, and then again, oftenly repeating it in your regular communication with that person.
Okay, well, we are going to stop here. We're going to talk a little bit more about the vision when we get back from this short break. You're listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
In a world where keeping up with an ever-evolving technology landscape continues to be a challenge, Allegion helps property managers cut through the noise to supply their residents with the amenity most critical to the digital generation, mobile access control. Ideal for the multifamily market, Allegion has designed mobile-enabled solutions that streamlines access while providing the security and benefits for developers, property managers, and residents alike. To learn more about Allegion's access control product offerings, please visit usallegion.com/MFM.
Do you have multiple multifamily properties in your portfolio? Take control of your unpredictable IT spending with our managed IT services. Whether you have 5 or 500 properties, CTS has you covered with 24/7 nationwide remote and on-site support. Our pricing allows you to budget IT costs year after year with a predictable flat monthly rate. CTS provides the expertise, management, support, and tech infrastructure for all your properties. Call 888-255-9715 or visit ctsglobaltech.com for a free quote.
Your multifamily property's water and sewer rates are skyrocketing every year. The only way to lessen the impact is to reduce water consumption through water conservation. E-Conserve has pioneered a no-cost, no-risk water conservation program, and it doesn't cost you a penny. A property in Houston is saving over $196,000 a year with this no-cost program. Call eConserve today at 713-662-3220 for a free analysis of your property. That's eConserve at 713-662-3220.
Well, we are back, and you are listening to Multifamily Matters, coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio. And today we're discussing something that is especially important and timely to the multifamily industry. Our topic is winning team, winning structure, we win. I'm Paul Marks, and joining me by phone are two longtime multifamily industry veterans, Suzanne Hobson, the President of Operations with TriCap Residential Group, and Jessica Eberbach, the Vice President of People and Culture with TriCap Residential Group. I do want to remind our listeners, if you would like to provide show topics, guest ideas, suggestions, or just listen to the archived episode of Multifamily Matters, please go to our website at multifamilyradio.com. So, Suzanne, we were talking at the end of the last segment. You started talking about the vision portion of this and the clarity and execution. Let's dive back into that. How do you make the vision clear to everybody?
That's a great question, and it's a really important one. And I think sometimes companies glaze over this a little bit and don't spend enough time. Everybody at the leadership table is usually very familiar with what the vision is. They are living it, breathing it. They're discussing it all the time. And it's really our frontline people who don't get all of the opportunity to be at that table as often. And so knowing what the vision is or the bigger picture and what we're all about and standing for, whether it's as a company at our roots, you know, our core values, or if it's the vision for the year or even for the quarter, I think being really clear about what that vision is and speaking that in unison as a manager of people at whatever level of the organization is really, really important. And some very thoughtful time needs to go into making sure that everyone's speaking the same language about that vision and that it's a regular part of the communication, that you're revisiting the vision often so that everybody's on the same page about where we're going and what that looks like. The second part of that is really the clarity around it. So like I said before, you know, you can have a vision of something and it's still not clear. Like, you know, you should be able to talk to anyone in an organization and say, what's your vision for 2023? What's it look like for your property? What are you up for? And they should be able to tell you, and it should be very similar to what their teammate will say as well. That's when you know it's really in and when it's really in place. And then I also think, you know, again, making sure that there are some measurements in place along the way. In TriCap, we meet on a regular basis. We meet quarterly at what we call our state of the company, where we revisit the vision, we revisit the metrics that we've set for that quarter, and we see how we're doing. You know, we kind of have a report card, if you will, and we see if we're on or we're off. We even break it down further into what we call our weekly tactical meeting. And those meetings happen at all levels of the organization. And that's a revisit even there where we all gather around our scorecards and we see, are we winning the week or maybe not? Do we have to do some course correction? So there's a lot of conversation around vision. You know, is it clear where we're going? And then are we executing on that plan? Are we working towards those results?
Yeah, Jessica, you know, once you get those results, how important is it to be transparent and make sure that everybody is receiving those results and understands those results?
Yeah, that's a great question, Paul. So like Suzanne mentioned, we are very transparent with everyone within the company to make sure they see those results. How did we do this last quarter? And then what the focus is as we're diving into the new quarter or what the new goal is. And we even bring this into our weekly meetings with our teams where we've got regional tactical meetings where we're going over with our service teams, our managers, what's happening within the operations. How did we do last month with our financials? How did we do with our customer sentiment? How are we doing with our surveys? And so these are things that we unpack, like I said, on a weekly basis, and then all the way up to a more high level where we can see it rolled up within the quarter. So those results are constantly discussed and constantly reviewed, so we're all on the same page. And it's something that the teams can obviously understand where their roles are making an impact and what they're doing every day adds value. So those discussions have been very beneficial for everybody within the company.
Yeah, we've got about 6.5 minutes left in the segment. Suzanne, what is the importance of the process, of process?
Yeah, it's like something I live and breathe every day. I feel like it should be my middle name. I believe in it so profoundly. And process can get mucky, too. I also believe you can over-process something where it's not digestible and it becomes something you get stuck in. So when I think about process, I think about the easiest way to get from point A to point B consistently and with a positive result, right? So we're constantly looking at our processes to make sure that they're working on behalf of the customer, which means our internal as well as our external customer. Processes can become very clunky internally, which cause pain points for our employees, and thus those translate into pain points for our external customers. So we're constantly revisiting process. And, you know, again, I really believe it is at the foundation of what holds the house up, right? So it's really important that you're revisiting and making sure that, you know, you're examining those processes, how it relates to the customer journey, and fine-tuning and tweaking those. They're never really finished. They're never really done.
And I would imagine that you have to make some checklists along the way, Jessica, is that right?
Yes. Yeah, we try to add different checklists or resources within the different processes just so that way it's helpful for all users. And what I mean by users, I'm essentially saying our employees, because what we know is everyone learns differently. So we want to make sure the information, if it's a written process, can also be digestible for those that like to have it in a quick snapshot with a checklist or in a video tutorial. So we try to offer many different ways to have it where it'll be helpful for any of the employees. I want to emphasize, too, on what Suzanne was mentioning in regards to the importance of revisiting those processes frequently. One of the things that I see that TRICAP does here that I think is very helpful in, I like to say, scrubbing the policies, but we include our subject matter experts. So when we're going through our leasing process, which we call our sales process, we're going to involve our sales team. So we meet with them, we get their feedback, we have them go through, you know, what's working, what's not working. And that's really where these processes are being developed, is based off our teams and how we're doing our day-to-day operations. So that's been extremely helpful to make sure that our processes are relevant. You know, it's not someone sitting in an office disconnected from a team writing these. This is our teams who are writing our processes. And that's, like I said, been very beneficial for people in our company.
Suzanne, is that what you call a playbook? Is that something different?
It really is. It's and it makes it fun to look at what you do every day is more play than a policy or procedure. It's maybe a little bit of the rebel in me talking out, but playbooks are much simpler. They're talking about, you know, the 7 or 8 steps that it takes to do something. And the checklist is really just to make sure you've hit all the important things so that whatever you're doing is consistently delivered, whether that's, you know, going through an apartment home before the new resident moves in and making sure you've hit all of those checklist items. Playbooks are not as granular. They're and I think they're more fluid. And I think that's what we need now, especially with, you know, the additions of new technologies and new ways of doing things and our customer changing and what they want changing. We have to be more fluid with those policies and procedure manuals and look at them more as really a tool that will assist and help instead of something that we can get caught in, like almost like a spider web.
Yeah.
Well, I kind of add to that. It's kind of like those I've seen in the past where you've got 200 page plus policy and procedure manuals. Who's really going through those?
Right.
Who's got the time to go through and read those policy manuals? And I mean, probably they're sitting on someone's coffee table and they're holding up a water bottle at this point. Yeah.
Well, not only that, but then they have to retain that information too. It makes it difficult to retain it. So.
Yeah.
So how often do you guys, and we've got about a minute and a half left, how often do you guys review your processes once you've put them in place, or is it a ever-evolving thing, Suzanne?
Well, we I think formally do it every quarter. Once a year, we update, you know, the actual manual itself, but we're constantly looking every quarter on what our goals are, and we examine the processes that will get us to that particular goal. And, you know, do they need tweaking? Do they need, you know, refinement?
Okay, we'll leave it there, and we will be back after this short break. You're listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
SMART is a national multifamily research and analytics company providing market, property, and floor plan level data to track performance, evaluate competitive strategies, and identify potential investment opportunities. Their innovative web-based software and mobile application contains extensive searchable inventory of granular historical data, floor plan by floor plan rents, concessions, and availabilities for enhanced analysis and forecasting. For more information or to sign up for a free trial, go to smartapartmentdata.com.
In a world where keeping up with an ever-evolving technology landscape continues to be a challenge, Allegion helps property managers cut through the noise to supply their residents with the amenity most critical to the digital generation, mobile access control. Ideal for the multifamily market, Allegion has designed mobile-enabled solutions that streamlines access while providing the security and benefits for developers, property managers, and residents alike. To learn more about Allegion's access control product offerings, please visit usallegion.com/MFM.
Your multifamily property's water and sewer rates are skyrocketing every year. The only way to lessen the impact is to reduce water consumption through water conservation. E-Conserve has pioneered a no-cost, no-risk water conservation program, and it doesn't cost you a penny. A property in Houston is saving over $196,000 a year with this no-cost program. Call E-Conserve today at 713-662-3220. For a free analysis of your property, that's eConserve at 713-662-3220.
Well, we are back, and you are listening to Multifamily Matters, coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio. And we're discussing something that is especially important and timely to the multifamily industry. Our topic is winning team, winning structure, we win. I'm Paul Marks. Joining me by phone are two longtime multifamily industry veterans, Suzanne Hobson, the President of Operations with TriCap Residential Group, and Jessica Eberbach, the Vice President of People and Culture with TriCap Residential Group. I do want to take a moment and thank our exclusive sponsors that make Multifamily Matters possible. EconServe, providing multifamily water conservation solutions for properties across the U.S. Rev, the leasing management company. Rev is revolutionizing multifamily leasing. Control by Net, providing multifamily video surveillance and remote guarding, solving your security needs. Allegion, a leading provider of mobile-enabled products and solutions for efficient access control within multifamily properties. Balanced Asset Solutions. Don't delay. Call Balanced Asset Solutions today. Smart Apartment Data, the most comprehensive and up-to-date intelligence on the multifamily industry. And CTS, Complete Technology Solutions, making managed IT an easy business decision for multifamily. So we've talked about the in the last segment about the importance of process, the vision. Let's talk a little bit about people support. What goes into that, Suzanne?
Yeah, it's really about the the beginning, right? The onboarding process through the life cycle of the employee. We have a sort of an insider. It's not just at hello. It's a lifetime, as long as that employee is with TriCap, of a relationship that really begins, through the interviewing and the onboarding process all the way off into their next adventure, whether that's with TriCap or beyond. And so I'm going to let, this is really Jessica's wheelhouse and her specialty, so I'm going to let her speak to the specifics of that.
Okay.
Thanks, Suzanne. Yeah, so with TriCap, it's really important that we get the employee experience right from the beginning. So when we start in our recruiting process, we've got a dedicated recruiter in our team who really helps facilitate that experience for all of our applicants. And then once we obviously decide to move forward with an applicant, then we call it our pre-board stage. And in pre-boarding, we really look at, again, how can we elevate that experience from their new hire paperwork to their orientation process to getting to know their team and what they'll be doing. And then we move into day one, which is the start of their career with TriCap. And what we really try to hone in on is in the first 2 weeks, it's really about their experience and less about the day-to-day of what the role will be. Who are they going to be working with? What does that look like? Are they building a relationship together, such as going to lunch, getting to know each other? We want to make sure we're starting them on the right foot from the beginning versus throwing them in the job and, getting them to, if it's doing work orders or calling back applications, we're not throwing them in. We want to make sure that we are taking it right from the beginning. And then we look at every stage along the way. So after 90 days, 120 days, even up to 1 year, what does it look like for that employee? How are we retaining them? How are we engaging them? And what does it look like while they work here at TriCap? So part of that is our training and development that we've launched to all of our teams. And it is a digital format, but we also are building in-person experiences too with that, so where people can have different opportunities in learning. And if we get to the end of the road, as I call it, which is an offboarding, to us it's really not the end. We try to look at it like a TriCap alumni, if you will, where we still do our best to keep engaged and make sure that it's a very received experience for that person as they're exiting the company. They have the right information, they've got the right contact, and they're really leaving on a good foot still with the company. So to us, it's really about the entire experience from before they start all the way through and what every step looks like.
And I'm just curious, what is the time frame, for instance, you know, once you've onboarded someone, taking them through training and development, is it an ongoing thing, or is it something that you have a finite, you know, 90-day training and development type period?
Yeah, that's a great question, Paul. So we do have everything built out between 30, 60, and 90 days with different training coming at them. But frankly, we'll do repetition training, right? It takes a few times for people to really retain something. So that'll be built in within the first 6 months. So for someone, and this is my opinion, and not just my opinion, but from sitting in different seats or even being the new kid on the block, you know, I joined TriCap a couple years ago. I was new to the company, and it really takes a good 6 months for an employee to adjust to the new ways, the people, everything that they're experiencing. So, you know, you can't put someone on the job and expect within 30 days they can be running. We just want them to take baby steps, take a couple steps in those first 30 days. And like I said, we've built out then that process for them over the next few months as they're coming into the company to learn essentially from what's most priority all the way through to things that aren't in their everyday.
Yeah, and you know, one question that I've got is, because we've really kind of left out one piece of the puzzle, is where do you find these people that you're finding? I mean, what are you using to try and locate people for the positions? It seems to be a struggle for every company I talk to.
Yeah, well, it's not all rainbows and unicorns. We also struggle, especially with certain roles. And I think, you know, as we talk to other companies, we know that service or maintenance is a really hard role to fill. Mm. And it also, you know, you got to go where the people are. And so for us, specifically with our service and maintenance teams, it's all word of mouth. It's our on-site teams talking to business partners, talking to residents, talking to, you know, any of their friends in the area. But that's the best way that we're finding our maintenance folks. And then the other big outlet for us that we like to use, where we do get a lot of interest, is LinkedIn. LinkedIn has been very beneficial for filling other roles, such as like our sales manager and engagement manager seats, even our most recent regional manager seats. So LinkedIn's been another tool that's been beneficial in filling some of those roles too.
Yeah, I think the last numbers I saw that there was a 55% turnover rate in maintenance personnel. That can't be easy operating properties if that's the case. Have you found that to be true, that's the toughest thing for you?
Yeah, so it has been one of our tougher positions to retain. We actually have done a pretty good job with a lot of our service roles. But one of the things that we heard as feedback from our teams has been the support of maintenance or the support of our service roles. And just this last year, we actually helped, or what we did was we created what we call like a senior service role. And this is like your regional maintenance person. They've got regional markets, and these people are helping with filling in on sites when we are short staffed or we get behind in work orders. They're also helping us train and onboard our service team members that are coming in. We know that service likes to learn hands-on, and so our seniors are going to our properties and training with them in person for the first week that they're there. Mm. So these roles have proven to be very beneficial for our teams, and it's something that we'll continue to look at and see where we can provide that help and support as teams are asking for.
We've got about 2 minutes left in this segment, and Suzanne, I want to ask you, let's talk briefly about accountability. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, we make it really simple here at TriCap. We live and die by our core values. There's four of them. The number one Our first one is called Trust First. And we added that recently in the last year and a half to really hit home that, you know, businesses move faster, people develop faster, everything happens more efficiently, more often authentically when you're trusting your team. And at the same time, the level of accountability needs to be there. And so we live that culture. And it's really important that you know when you show up to TriCap that you're going to have fun. We're going to trust you to do your job. We hired you. That's why you're here. And we're also going to hold you accountable to what you say you're going to do. And the accountability crosses across every position in the company. So it's not just the supervisors that are holding their employees accountable. An employee can hold their supervisor accountable to what they said they were going to do. And I think that that type of environment really just makes us not only unique and makes people want to come work for TriCap, but it makes us more effective.
Well, yeah, that is something you don't see too much. But I'll tell you what, we're going to break here. We're going to be back right after these messages with our final segment of this episode. Right after these messages, you're listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
REV, the multifamily leasing company, is the industry's long-term affordable leasing management solution. After all, it's really not about cost. It's really all about revenues. Book REV's expert directors and leasing career professionals for your properties today. Let REV drive revenues and create significant incremental value for you. Reduce stress. Stabilize and maximize leasing performance. Never expend resources to recruit or train for leasing again. Lease up, value add, conventional leasing. Let REV be your long-term leasing solution. Go to RevLMC.com to find out more. That's RevLMC.com. REV is revolutionizing multifamily leasing. Hire REV today.
Looking for a solution to balance your assets? Tired of wasted time managing your day-to-day bookkeeping, buggy software implementations, inaccurate financials? Or maybe you're worried about a pending audit. Would you like more time to focus on revenue-generating activities versus accounting administrative activities? Here at Balanced Asset Solutions, we are a CPA firm that specializes in property management platforms, including Yardi and Appfolio. You can reach Balanced Asset Solutions now at 619-415-6826. Go visit our website at www.balancedassetsolutions.com. Don't delay. Call Balanced Asset Solutions today.
Control by Net provides communities with video surveillance solutions accessible 24/7 from any web browser or mobile device. Our remote guarding reduces crime in garages and mailrooms. Many top owners and managers already utilize our services and love the single sign-on feature to see all properties. As NAA and NMHC members, Control by Net only serves multifamily. Our cloud and managed video solution is consistently voted easiest to use. We meet any compliance requirements. Visit us at www.controlbynet.com or email us for a free site survey at crproperty@controlbynet.com.
Well, we are back with our final segment of this episode of Multifamily Matters, coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio. And we're discussing the topic, winning team, winning structure, we win. I'm Paul Marks, joining me by phone, two longtime multifamily industry veterans, Suzanne Hobson, the President of Operations with TriCap Residential Group, and Jessica Eberbach, the Vice President of People and Culture with TriCap Residential Group. We talked a little bit at the end of last segment about accountability, and you made an interesting point during the break, Suzanne, about accountability and how it's on your ownership chart. Let's talk about that.
Sure. Yeah. And there's a little story that goes along with that, and I'll be quick, but when we first started this adventure, and I consider it, you know, the operations leadership team sort of reinventing what we were doing at TriCap, we had the hardest time identifying accountabilities on our ownership chart.
And we wanted to make it simple, not too complex, something that could fit in the box, something where someone could look at it and say, yep, I own those accountabilities. They're not the tasks I do every day. They're not my responsibilities, but they're truly what I own. And it really has taken us a couple of years to get this where we all feel like it's right. And so right on our ownership chart, we talk about what it is that we do, our function in that role. You know, the actual processes that we own, those are listed on the ownership chart. If we lead a team, who that team is, and then the metric by which we're measured by. So at any time, you can go and see what the leasing specialist is accountable for, the salesperson is accountable for on said property. And it's very, very clear. And you can see that throughout the organization. And I think that that level of accountability and visualization of that accountability is a very powerful tool. So just wanted to mention that that's another piece that can be added to your toolbox when talking about building that part of your culture.
And let's talk a little bit about the role, starting with walking the talk. What is that about, Suzanne?
Yeah, I think this is something we talk about all the time, and it's not anything new, but I think that doesn't mean it's an easy thing to do, right? So when we talk about being a leader in an organization and really, you know, being on display, if you will, and being an example for others, you in an environment of accountability, you're going to be called out if you're not really walking the talk. And so making sure you're shored up with yourself about what you can do, what your capabilities are, what you stand for, and putting it out there, making sure that you do that. And it's not being perfect, because none of us are perfect. And in fact, vulnerability is, I think, a welcomed leadership quality. But, you know, it is about the importance of setting the example and setting the pace for your team.
Yeah, and Jessica, what about working alongside teams with leadership?
Yeah, our team wants to see leaders in action. They want to see us lead by example. So, you know, I'll share a recent story with this. We have a property in a different state, and it was suffering with occupancy and renewals and maintenance, all of it, you know, things that I'm sure all of us have experienced before. And so, you know, what we did is we had a SWAT call, we called it. So every day there was, you know, our strengths, our weaknesses, our opportunities, we really went through. But from those calls, we identified what leaders can we have go out there and help roll the sleeves and dive in. I was able to travel to the property back in the fall, and I was there for a week, and I was on site doing the renewals, knocking on doors, talking to residents, delivering their leases, whatever it took to really help get that across the finish line, because the team was able to focus in on other things that they could do with leasing. So, you know, it's important for your teams to see you go out there and help them get involved, show that, you know, you can do this too, and we're all in this together. We're all working towards a common goal, which is helping our residents live better lives, and we want to do that.
Yeah, that story you just told is really walking the talk right there. I mean, that's in essence that's what your leaders are doing there. Talk about focus a little bit, Suzanne, on specifically frontline focus. How is that important?
It's really our mantra this year, and making sure that we're focused in the right direction. And it's our front line. It plays in with what Jessica was talking about as well, where, you know, as part of our regular schedule, we're scheduling in site visits, you know, not just to inspect. We are scheduling in site visits to be in the work with our people. They are our focus, that front line, and making sure we're closing any kind of gap between what they're experiencing and what we think they're experiencing. And, you know, we have regular methods of feedback. We have, you know, regular surveys, et cetera, but really getting into the mix with them and working alongside of them, as Jessica spoke about before, is really where you learn where those gaps might be
Because us fully understanding what they're, you know, engaged in every day can help us to help them, you know, either build better systems, better process, better checklists, whatever that is, so that we can support them. Because that's really our main job, is to support them.
And Jessica, what about the role or the importance of feedback when it comes to this program?
Very important. This is what I live by, I feel like. But, you know, I call it in... You heard the term probably open door policy. I like to call it an open ear policy. So, you know, being able to get in front of your teams in person, understanding what's happening and really engage and listen. Don't just be there, but actively listen with your undivided attention. Put your phone down, put your computer down. You're there for the team. So for us, this is extremely important to be available to get the feedback, see where we can help make improvement, whether it's a process or it's a dynamic or anything that we can really do to help them. It's important to listen. You know, we do also a weekly pulse survey to our company, and these are about 4 questions on different topics. That's another avenue where it's anonymous for the employee to fill out any feedback that they want to give. And again, that's also been beneficial for us to be able to see what's happening. Is there a policy that we need to update? Is there something that's not working where we can really see where we need to go to work and make a focus?
And Suzanne, I know owning the process is important. What do you tell your people about that?
Yeah, the own it phrase comes out of my mouth all the time. And I try to live by it as well every day in what I do. And it's really, you know, if you own something, you're not necessarily responsible for all the different pieces and parts that make it happen. There's, you know, if you're working on a big project, there's probably a lot of people working on it. But if you own it, you know, own it, whether it succeeds or fails. You know, our big mantra is, you know, there's, and I know it's an old one, but it's a goodie. There's no I in team, and it is we that will succeed this year or fail. So it's not what asset management's doing or operations or, you know, acquisitions. You know, if we're not supporting across the company, then we fail together. And so, owning it is, I think, you know, it's a piece of advice that many mentors have given to me over the years, you know, not deflecting responsibility, but owning it, whether it turns out good or bad, is really important. And having your people see you own things, whether they're good decisions or bad decisions, also creates trust.
And Jessica, we've got about 2 minutes left before I want to transition to something else. But how important is it and everybody's so busy, you've got all, you know, everything going on all at once, but to actually pause, stop, and celebrate when you have a win of any kind? Is that something that you guys do?
Yeah, it's the most important thing. You know, I think we can all get guilty, I'm sure, that we complete something and we move quickly on to the next focus or the next project. But it's important that you take a pause and with those teams that were involved and celebrate the accomplishment, celebrate the win, you know, whether it's a lunch outing or a, you know, shout out on, you know, we've got like a intranet engagement site that we use that helps shout out our employees where you can give them points. And that translates to different money and gifts, but recognize those big things that just were accomplished and have some fun with it. You know, people, it's different when we're all over the place and you're in an office and it's easy to say, hey, great job today. But, you know, when you're in states apart, celebrating them in a different way and making it fun means a big deal. So it's very important that we stop and smell roses every once in a while and have fun.
All right. 30 seconds, last word. Suzanne, you want to jump in on that one?
Well, I don't know what else to say other than, yeah, we all like to have fun around here. We love to celebrate the wins.
So, yeah, we plan on winning a lot this year and celebrating a lot. So,
that's fantastic.
Yeah, fun.
Well, I want to transition out of the topic and ask you guys, tell our listeners a little bit about TriCap, you know, where your portfolio is, and if you're looking for something or people or clients, you know, how can they reach out to you and let them know more about your company?
Sure. I'll start and Jessica can add in. Yeah, we are an execution firm. We are constantly looking for opportunities to own and manage. We love to get our hands on value add product out there. Our intent this year, you know, markets are such that we are, you know, really focused on sustained profitability. So growth, while that has been our mindset, you know, leading up into 2022, 2023 is really about, you know, sustainability and some growth. So we're not closing the door on acquisitions and adding units, but we're primarily in the Midwest. We cover 7 states. We have 22 properties and, yeah, we want to grow. We've got a 3-year target, 5,000 units. We'll take more sooner if we can have them. But that's really what we do here, and opportunities abound. Right now, Jessica and teams have done such a fabulous job. I think we have 3 open positions in the organization, but we love talking to people. So head to our website. You can see us at www.tricabres.com and check out who we are in detail. Anything to add to that, Jess?
You covered it all. Fabulous job.
All right, ladies, thank you so much. It was wonderful and a lot of great information, and I'm sure a lot of our listeners are going to take some lessons from what you guys are doing and the successes you're having. Love to have you back on again sometime soon. We will be back next week with another great topic and power panel of industry experts. You've been listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Thank you for listening to Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. To find out more about the show or make suggestions for topics or interesting guests, go to multifamilyradio.com. You have been listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.